This is Dr. Eileen, and this is an Election Day Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So, Luna, the M-Kitty, is back now that the weather is getting a lot colder. I mean, as soon as it starts to even get a little bit dark, its temperatures start to drop. So Luna likes being inside at that point. And, you know, it's being up on the mountain. Yeah, that's kind of the way fall and winter go. Right now, there's a lot of folks who are really worried about the fact that, you know, we're heading into our wet season. And because of the fire, there isn't a lot to hold the land together. So, you know, we're going to be, you know, crossing fingers and toes and everything else. Hopefully the land management folks will be able to, you know, figure out a way to reinforce whatever they can. But, I mean, honestly, we have to just deal with what it is we've got to deal with and, you know, accept the, you know, the outcomes of what happens. And, yeah, that's a pretty appropriate theory for today. I know that there is a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of uncertainty that's going on right now. And, you know, on top of everything else, to be dealing with this is just, you know, really, yeah, 2020 has been a lot. It's really. And really, it's very much, okay, you're gonna go over there. Go on. There you go. Well, that's all right. Good. Then I guess you do want to be back. Okay. So, anyway, what we eventually will come out with is however the election goes. And I remember that last year, I got a call at about, or not last year, but last election, I got a call at about 2 o'clock in the morning with someone who was very, very, very upset. And I said, okay, well, what do we do? And I said, well, what you do is you go have a glass of warm milk, go to bed, and deal with this tomorrow. And they were having a very hard time. So, you know, but unfortunately, I was not at my best because I was asleep. I was tired. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, I don't know what to do. I said, if you don't know what to do, then do nothing. Right now, you're dealing with your own grief. You're dealing with your own, you know, your own experience with this. So just sit with it. Don't make something happen. Just sit with it. And I've been seeing, you know, a lot of people who have been kind of posting things about being kind and about being, you know, being able to be in balance and no matter what happens, to stay in a place of compassion. And yeah, I definitely agree with that. I believe that that's probably the best advice. And also to, by the way, be compassionate with ourselves, to identify what it is that we're afraid of. What is it? I mean, and not just like, you know, a particular side winning or the things that could happen, which, you know, could or couldn't happen. But what do those possibilities mean to us? How are we dealing with those possibilities inside of us? And it is interesting because, you know, it's when people talk about what they're afraid will happen, often they don't really go into why they're afraid. And when you can be able to say, oh, well, I'm scared because I feel that, you know, this is what's causing me personal fear. And, you know, it's rough. We don't like facing fear. We don't like, you know, looking past the first layer, because the first layer is the stuff that's obvious. The first layer tends to be very superficial. So in dealing with the possibilities of how right or, you know, how wrong each person envisions this whole thing going, and what if it does go wrong in their view? Well, they have to figure out what that means to them. What is it about that option that is personally frightening? And often it's about the lack of control, the lack of options, the lack of freedom. So, you know, we're not getting into, you know, political opinions, because that's a whole bag of badgers that doesn't need to get opened up right now. What's important, it's not so much what people believe as what they're afraid of. And, you know, honestly, once this whole thing is over, and it's probably going to be like a week before the final counts are done because of the number of mail-in ballots and all this other stuff, and there's going to be all kinds of crazy. So the first thing I recommend is that you pace yourself. Do not get so wrapped up in you know, staying glued to the TV for the latest results to come out. For my part, I'm just going to, I'm just going to have myself a nice cup of tea. And I think I'm going to look up movies that I haven't seen in a while that I enjoy. Maybe I'll play some video games. And then I'm going to go to bed. And I will, for me, I will catch up with the crazy tomorrow. And might I recommend maybe that might be a good thing to try. Also, just because people are family or friends doesn't mean they have the same belief systems. And it's very easy to get caught up in political discussions that accelerate beyond the idea of the discussion. And it's important to be able to remember that, okay, these are the same people you're going to be dealing with through the rest of the holidays. And making agreements about how these discussions go would go a long way in being able to maintain peace of mind and peace of household. You know, we've had a rough year, and tempers are strung a little bit tightly, and people may not all be in the best possible place, and maybe, in fact, be in that place of, if one more thing happens, I swear, dot, dot, dot. So the idea that what we, you know, what is going on inside of us is more, you know, more powerful and impactful in our sense of well-being than what's going on outside of us. Because if you're feeling balanced inside, if you're adaptable inside, if you're feeling, okay, whatever happens, I will flow with it, we'll figure it out, you know, we'll make the best of it. Okay, okay, okay. If you can figure out how to make the best of it, then it doesn't matter what happens outside. Then you just go into that place of, all right, we'll deal with it. And if you have no peace inside, if there's no balance, if there's chaos inside, that means that any amount of chaos outside is going to multiply it. And fears get exponentially amped when someone is already in a fearful place. It's almost like that's very fertile ground for very hard thoughts. So how do we stay in balance? How do we find that, you know, especially now? Because, you know, one channel is going to say one thing, another channel is going to say another. And most people at this point are kind of guessing. And it's going to be a while. I mean, you know, here in California, we're the last state to vote, and, you know, our polls close last. And, you know, so a lot of the rest of the country, you know, things are already in progress, counting ballots and things like that. I mean, under the best of circumstances, this would be a very long night. It is going to be a long night into a long day into another long night. So like I said, pace yourself. Know when you need to take a break from it. Know when, you know, tempers are flaring a bit too much and people are getting too intense in the stories, because it's not even about, I mean, technically, technically, yes, the votes will happen. They will fall as they will. but they're not going to immediately affect things. They're not going to, you know, immediately change stuff. It's going to take, you know, days and possibly a week, maybe even more, to, you know, get all of the votes done and to, you know, be able to, you know, and then, you know, it's like things, when they go into effect at the new year. So, and, you know, for things that people are going to go to court over and appeal and all this other stuff, you know, this is a part of the process. It's not, you know, going to a movie and seeing the opening and ending within a few hours. But, you know, we need to be able to find an eye of the storm within ourselves to be able to find balance with it. That if, you know, if everything goes well, then another group is going to think it went horrible. That's the thing, when you've got different sides, somebody's going to be upset. Somebody is going to be very, very, you know, hurt. No matter which way it goes, there's going to be a side that's going to be happy and a side that's going to be not. And we have to remember that those are people. We are human beings. We are humans being. And it is, you know, because, you know, I have friends who have a variety of political viewpoints and a variety of belief systems. And we like each other and we hang out and we have fun because we know that that is only a part of us. And, you know, somebody's viewpoints are a part of them. You know, maybe somebody has a political viewpoint opposite yours, but they are your absolute best, you know, partner in, you know, in a trivia game. Or maybe, you know, someone has a different cultural background, but you really love the same movies. So if we can be able to view one another as human beings and, you know, try to avoid the us versus them. You know, I mean, honestly, the only way that we will ultimately survive and move forward and evolve is if we can figure out a way to work together. When people talk about, you know, transformation and compassion, yeah, that includes the people we disagree with. That includes the people who view things differently. And I find that if a dialogue can be established, if we can figure out, okay, what do we have in common? What are the common grounds? And even if it's like everybody agrees that puppy videos are cute, okay, let's start there with cute puppy videos or cute kitty videos, or, you know, that people love their pets. And, you know, we can move on from there. We can just find one piece of common ground. Because if we can find one piece of common ground, then that ground becomes fertile for something positive. So, you know, see what you can do about figuring out what you need right now. And maybe, you know, not get so wrapped up in watching it, staying up all night and drinking coffee and getting aggravated and being upset. Maybe you can hear about it in the morning, or maybe you can watch a little bit and then take a break. You know, this is going to be a long haul, and we may not get the answers we want to know for at least another couple of days. So pace yourself. Breathe. You know, it's stressful times make us breathe shallow, which also reduces the oxygen in our brain. Our bodies feel uncomfortable, and our brains are not quite as clear and focused. Breathe and accept that whatever happens, we'll make the best of it. We'll move forward. And understand that, you know, whether you feel your side has won or not, there'll be a lot of people who will be equally as upset or happy as you are. So you're not alone. And ultimately, you know, there's a lot that we have to work on. And it will work out best if we do it together. You know, I vote because I know that as a woman, and especially as a Black woman, it was not always an option. I vote in honor of my ancestors who fought and died and strove for equality. I didn't always have, or I wouldn't have always had a chance to vote without them. So I vote in honor of them. And as frustrating as it can be, it's important. It's important to be a part of the process. And, you know, there are a lot of people who, oh, well, our votes don't matter. Well, they matter to me. It matters to my ancestors. And if someone really honestly doesn't feel in good conscience that they can vote, I'm not going to give them a bad time. Everybody has to follow their own path. That's the main reason why I vote, but everybody else has their own reasons. And I think that if we can calm down and honor one another and try to find the common ground and try to find gentleness and compassion for one another, then maybe we can dial back some of that fear. Maybe we can dial back some of that us versus them. And just maybe we can be able to come out of this with, you know, not everybody happy, but not everybody unhappy. My dad used to actually say, if everybody was equally unhappy, then you know you've got the right solution. So maybe it is about everybody having to give up a bit, get a bit, and hope that it all ends up adding, you know, breaking even somehow. Either way, it's going to be a very dynamic time. And 2021 could be a very interesting year. And I hope that it brings out good things, because 2020 exposed a lot of shadow. It exposed a lot of things that were going on, but that we did not, you know, pay attention to. And now we're paying attention to it. So where 2020 was revealing, let's hope that 2021 becomes what we are able to do to make it better and to fix it. So thank you for joining me. And Luna seems to really want some attention. So I'm going to sit and just kind of cuddle with my cat and enjoy that time and feel peace and, you know, cuddle my dog while I still have him. Maybe if we spend time appreciating the things that we have, it might take a little bit of that anxiety away. So thank you for joining me. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, then you can please leave them in the comments section. You can also reach me through the links that I have listed in the description. You can follow me on Twitter. You can friend me on Discord. And if you're interested in sort of a different type of stream from me, I am a part of Twitch. And so I do a gaming live stream, or sort of a counseling for gaming. And, you know, helping people who are a part of that community to be able to kind of work through some of their problems and have someone to talk to. So if you're interested in that, the link for that is also in the description. And I created a YouTube page or YouTube channel specifically for that. So I upload the recordings of the live streams on that. So you can check that out. If you like this video, or if you like seeing Luna so relaxed, please like the video. If you have not subscribed, then please consider doing so. That would be really awesome, and it would help out the channel, and it would make Luna happy. And if you want to support at a higher level, I do have a Patreon account. So, again, thank you for joining me. Good luck. Finding balance, pace yourself, breathe, make sure you're eating and sleeping well, And as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Oh. Sorry, no heart today, but a heart from my heart. Love you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.